Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, our NFL picks for Wild Card Weekend. We'll get to that shortly. John and I are in a very tight battle for who's going to win our picks for this year, obviously with only a few, you know, selections remaining through the postseason. John is a half a game in front of me.
Wow.
Because he's got
that really is close.
He's got a tie when I got a loss. So literally it's...
This might be the closest. I know you guys have had close ones, but this heading into the playoffs is as close as ever been.
I mean, I would assume so, because the only way it could be closer is to
if
be
you tied.
So it's... You know. All right, so quick NBA point. Just another aggravating NBA reality. Jimmy Butler has reportedly told the Miami Heat, you know, obviously we all know, you know, they're headed to a divorce, but he only wants to play for the Suns. Great. It's great.
That's unbelievable.
It's really good for the league. Yep. Really
but
helps.
I think that's, yeah, really great for the league, but it's like this is the league.
This is the league. Yeah, and this is where, you know, they just got to get control of their product, because we all know what this does. It puts the Heat in a position where, you know, you can trade him to someone else and he'll be unhappy there. And really, that's not going to happen, because that almost never happens. And then the Suns get to swoop in and get him undervalued. And if not, he can sign there as a free agent. It's just more NBA nonsense. I don't want to spend much time on it, but I just wanted to, you know, I mean, it's just nonsense.
Yeah, it's just soul-crushing that this is allowed to continue, and there's just no way
it's really unfortunate
that you can foresee.
It's horrible. All right.
Yeah.
Horrible loss for Penn State. Let's listen to the two Penn State clips that really were the determining factors in an otherwise incredibly close game. I mean, it was still close. But the two biggest plays, obviously, were the interception and the field goal to win it. Let's listen in sequential order. About 40 seconds to go, and just a massive, massive mistake by Penn State's quarterback.
Aller hit as he throws, and it is intercepted! Christian Gray picks it off! They got aggressive, and it has blown up on them as they turn it over for the first time tonight. Snead came on a blitz.
And it was a huge mistake by Drew Aller. Wants to work left, works all the way back, and you can never throw lane over the middle. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. You want to make a play for your team, but you cannot throw it blind from that far away.
I certainly agree with Coach Ramil when he joined us an hour ago. You just feel bad for the kid. I mean, it was brutal. And he did not play a good game. I mean, even up until that point. He had, you know, some moments, obviously. But for the most part, inaccurate. And it cost them opportunity. So that was a big missed opportunity for Penn State. I am proud they're back. That's a good thing. But, man, they had a shot to win this whole thing. They lost it last night. They specifically lost it in the end, the very end. Because after that, you know, all Notre Dame had to do was, you know, run a couple plays, get a little closer for a field goal, and bang in a 41-yarder.
Horrendous decision. Horrendous.
Yeah. Well, I don't agree with the
choice.
I was okay with the decision.
To throw the ball in.
The quarterback decision.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you were saying the Franklin decision.
The choice by the quarterback to throw the ball, Aller, to put the ball in that spot. But it was an incredible play by the DB, diving interception to win that game. Here's the thing, though. Penn State being in the Final Four, even though that's not the Final Four, that is an achievement.
It is an accomplishment in
the eyes of all the kids who are now being recruited.
Yeah.
Penn State won. I mean, no, even though they lost last night, massive, massive cachet in the eyes of all the kids across the country who are looking at where they want to play their college football.
Yeah, it's a big leap.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. But unfortunately, in the end, they lost on a field goal in the final couple seconds.
Yep.
To give Notre Dame the lead in the final seconds. 41-yard attempt. Snap and hold are good. The kick is good!
You know, it was a good call by Sean McDonough. He revved it up.
Great call.
For those that don't know, he's been around so long, he was the announcer of the 93 World Series.
I know. It was when I saw him there, I go, he's still doing it.
And his dad was around forever before that.
Oh, my God.
Too.
His dad was a big name.
Legend.
A legend. Like an actual legend. Yeah.
Yeah. Pro football reporter. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Our NFL pick shortly, drop of the week thereafter. Richie in Northeast Philly right now. What's going on, Richie?
Joe, John, the rest of the morning team, in a world full of negativity, let me tell you that as somebody who gets to work with headphones on the night shift, you guys at 5:57 in the morning are just a beacon of sunshine in my day every single day. And can't thank you guys, every one of you, enough for what you provide people like me out there who listen while we work. I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
That's really cool.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Very kind.
And Joe, I wanted to ask you something. You said earlier that your beat the hammer win percentage is 86-point-something%, and it went up today. What's better, your beat the hammer percentage or your free throw percentage, buddy?
Wow. I guess beat the hammer, because I'm normally about 80% on free throws. So I would say
normally about. Well, so wait, one time you finished above.
How many times did you finish below?
I think when I ran your Villanova numbers, you were above Jordan, weren't you? You were like 84,
yeah, I was.
85?
Yeah, I was 41 of 49.
Ooh, but do we have to point, above Jordan is not appropriate. That's not an appropriate way to delineate.
And, Richie, I didn't need to stick my tongue out to show off. I mean,
but that would look disgusting.
It would. It would.
Can you imagine?
As you're shooting free throws, no less.
Just stationary. Just
standing
there.
If you remember, for those that missed it, which is most people that weren't there, I was hamming it up, though, with the crowd. I was trying to rev them up at times.
No, you were. You were.
It was fun.
You were a showman.
I was a showman.
I think after Nick Sirianni saying the other day he could shoot free throws,
the stationary showman.
Get him out of Villanova next year.
That would be fun.
You got to write that down.
Sirianni.
Yeah, stationary showman is good.
Listen, we're going to do that event again, Richie. We're going to expand it. You know, it might be more in the summer than the spring. We're trying to figure that out. But
it would be nice to see you versus Coach Sirianni. It would be nice.
Yeah, but I don't want to hang an L on him.
Yeah, okay, buddy. Sure.
I mean, obviously I would win. I mean, come on.
No, he said he's 80-plus.
And that was in games that matter with real people,
showman.
You know?
Yeah, with people. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
With pressure on.
All right, Richie, give me an Eagles point. Yes, sir.
After listening to people smarter than I have been all week long, I'm feeling confident. I think this is one of those. The Packers are a good team, don't get me wrong. But I think we're rested, we're home, we got the crowd, and these injuries that the Packers have, while they're a good team, I still think we're going to take care of business.
I agree with that.
Two-score game, and we'll be comfortable.
Two-score would be beautiful. All right, Richie, give me the best side character ever in a television show.
Good evening, everybody. Norm!
Norm's a good one. Norm is a classic answer. I love that answer. All right, speaking of answers, let's give you the answers right now for the NFL playoff games, the lines, and who we're picking. Let's rev up our NFL picks for week one of the playoffs.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
Otherwise known as week 19, and it is razor thin the margin. So we made picks in the holidays. Text message. James, did you put them out on social media, our picks?
I did not. Sorry about that.
All right. Well, James is the one person that can verify they happened.
I have them, yes. Saying is correct. My bad.
All right, so in the picks over the holidays, in the first week, John went 2-1 Christmas week when I went 3-0. Last week, New Year's week, John went 1-2 when I went 2-1. So the margin.
So picking the games that don't matter.
Well, I thought James
everyone's
was
resting their starters.
No, he's
starters.
Not saying that I didn't put it out there. Things. He's saying that he's talking about picking Week 18 games.
Yeah. Well, John's a little salty, probably.
It was ridiculous.
If the public didn't see them, I can understand you being a little upset.
No, that's not what he's talking about.
I thought James
that's not what he's talking about, Joe. Trying to spin it around me. It's not even what Richie's talking about.
What are you talking about, John?
What are you talking about, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm confused now.
No, you're saying that he was talking about me not putting him out. He's talking about the fact you had to pick Week 18 games and you won the games that don't matter.
Yeah.
Well, they all matter in the National Football League. All right, John is 27-24. Really. I am 27-23-1. Unbelievable. All right, so our picks are on paper, meaning I'm not going to change mine because John picks someone and I'm trying to pick someone else because I'm the one behind him right now. John, first selection, what do you got?
So you are scrambling.
Yeah, I hope to pick different than
to
you.
Make up. I'm showing
our engineer Dave Breitmeyer. Those are my picks. So there's no phony baloney here. John,
I wrote.
What do you got?
I did not write mine, Joe. Oh, okay. I typed them.
Oh, well, same thing.
Is that acceptable?
Yes, sir.
And now I need to find them. All right, Chargers. I'm going to take the Chargers -2.5. I like Jim Harbaugh a lot. I like John Harbaugh a lot. I think this time he has the proper formula to win in the NFL, and he's been applying it to college. He was applying it back when he was in San Francisco. They're gonna continue to do well this time of year.
I'm gonna give you a disclaimer before my picks. I don't really like my picks. I don't like these games. I'm confused by them. But I'll give you three and one right now. Pittsburgh plus 9.5 at Baltimore. Just it's a hefty line. Look, Baltimore's probably gonna be up 7-0 5 minutes
in the
game.
And they don't have Zay Flowers, right?
I know, they have a better team. But I'm going Pittsburgh plus 9.5 at Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm Steelers 9.5 also.
Yeah.
It's too big a line. I know that the Steelers have been trending the wrong way, and Baltimore really has a lot of momentum, and everyone seems to love them. Everyone seems to think they're going to the Super Bowl. I disagree. This is a divisional rivalry. I know Lamar's playing his best football ever, but the Steelers have a lot of pride. That's a huge number.
It's a big line. Give me some Bo Nix action. I don't even love this game because Josh Allen will probably be up 7-0 5 minutes into the game. Denver plus 8.5 at Buffalo. It's a big line. Bo Nix has been impressive. Sean Payton's been impressive. Better team than expected in Denver. I'm going to go with Buffalo winning this game by 2 touchdowns until a late Denver score, you know, helps me out here. Denver plus the 8.5.
Wow. I mean, I think Nix is good. I think that's a good coach. He's going to bring them along. Eagles are my last pick, minus 4.5. I do think they'll win by multiple scores in this game. It could be a 10-pointer. And I feel really confident about our chances this week, next week, all the way up until we're in Detroit.
Yep.
Will it get neck and neck?
And I'm going Minnesota minus the 2.5. It's not really at the Rams, neutral site. Minnesota, who's been a better team this year, to be a better team on Monday, Minnesota minus 2.5. All right. Those are our selections. Drop of the week. We always have some fun with that right around this time. Let's crank it up.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Did it fall?
Yourself, Seltzer. What are we looking at this week?
All right, let's dive in. We actually have two carryovers. We've not done drop of the week for 2.5 weeks. So two I wanted to get in here. So these are from the past 2 weeks. Then we'll get to the new week. This one, just a really funny line from Jason Kelsey. No offense, John, at your offense. But a line about the return of the fullback here. Really
good
stuff. That was a good line.
That was awesome.
That's a great line.
Right?
Hey, by the way, really good line. Let me remind you, drop of the week brought to us by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia tonight at 6 o'clock for the Bud Light Wildcard Eagles Pep Rally. Win tickets to this weekend's game and merchandise.
That might get some people out there.
It may. Chickies and Pete, 6 o'clock to win tickets tonight. And a strong start to drop of the week with Kelsey with a zinger at Richie.
All right, one more from prior to this week, and it was from drop of the year. This reaction, so we played Joe DeCamera not knowing that a frog had four legs. Played the audio, then we're reacting to the audio, and this happened. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore.
I didn't know it.
Wow.
Guys, this was... When did this happen?
We just played the audio making fun of you for thinking that there were two legs on a frog. That happened after that.
And James's disbelief is the best part of that.
Kidding me?
You've never been underneath
that
a
was
frog,
the other
so you
good,
don't know how many
we
legs
we didn't focus enough on
have.
That in the moment.
You still, after all of this,
well, you can see
this was a month ago, Joe. That conversation was like a month ago or something. You still don't know how many legs
a
frog has.
How many does a giraffe have?
Well, it's either two or four. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can see it. I mean, it's tall. It's like the Statue of Liberty tall. A giraffe has, let me think here. So there's front and back. Hold on. A giraffe.
Oh, my God.
I guess it's four. I want to say it's two in the front. It's like a car. Two tires in the front.
Yeah, it's
the back.
Not walking four around legs. Like a T-Rex.
Who has four legs all together? What are you talking about?
Do you think of animals like in cartoons where they kind of sit up and walk around?
I don't think of this. Though.
Animals walk on four legs.
But my point is I could figure out. I didn't know that.
Quadrupedal.
Well, we're an animal.
Yes, but we're human.
We
walk on two legs. We changed it up.
Okay.
We evolved into two-legged.
We're not sure you've evolved.
No, very clearly. All right, let's keep it rolling. We got our first Joe voice crack of the year. That one was okay. Luckily, we got another Joe voice crack.
That's good.
Really good.
Yeah. That's good.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe gave us a really solid one of these.
Well, come on.
You know.
I did today and beat the hammer.
All right, yeah, we'll hear that coming up at the end here. This week, we got on Monday a little bit of Chuck from Mount Airy versus Seth Joyner.
Oh, my God.
Battling. Like, great stuff. This is just a piece of it, obviously, but here's a little taste of Chuck versus Seth.
Yeah, that was something, man. That was
good. Really good.
That was unbelievable.
It really was great. Yeah, it was really good. All right, let's keep rolling. We've already heard this a fair amount of times this week, but when Jaws goes this hard, we're going to play it in Drive of the Week.
Yeah, that was...
No way.
That's crazy.
Wild, right?
I was stunned he said that.
All right, speaking of stunned that someone said something, drop of the year candidate here. We're talking about fingerprinting. Remember that. We're talking about the amount of people that have been fingerprinted throughout time. And this happened.
Fingered everyone since the 1800s, Joe.
Oh my God. It's even better on the re-air.
It's disastrous.
Everyone. All the people.
All inclusive.
It's the 1800s.
Someone's driving off the road right now.
Oh, that was really good, Joe. Thank you. Really, thank you for that.
The best was none of us could talk.
No.
We were just, like, stunned.
Well, I don't even know if something like that's supposed to even air. I mean, well, like, I don't know what the rules are on that one.
Well, it happened, so let's move on.
Call Rod, call Joe. Not me. John,
it's all right. James. You know, you didn't curse or anything. Let's keep it rolling, if possible. Three more to get to. Freddie Mitchell just called you in the middle of the show, and you answered. First time. I think that's ever happened in the history of our show.
That was good, though. I mean, that is
no, it was fun. I
an effective it, yeah. way to get some content.
I agree.
You know,
it was it was great content from what I hear.
Oh yeah, it definitely caused a stir. Speaking of causing a stir, you think you know a guy, right? I mean, we've known Ben Davis.
Oh my God.
For years, he's been a part of our show since the inception of this group in the morning show, and yet it turns out the man's name isn't Ben Davis.
That's wild, man.
I know, right?
That is just
who'd have thunk it all this time?
I don't know what to say.
It's weird.
Mark.
It's weird. We all just have to agree to consistently call him Mark when he's on
the
air.
He doesn't look like Mark.
No.
He's Ben. All right, last one. Because, as I said, what happens with the Hammer today is a clear indicator of what's going to happen with the Eagles this weekend. Yeah. So let's play the Hammer win one more time. I love that this right here. That
well, every once in a while, someone falls into that trap. They'll do the
Did it fall? Very similar.
I don't know how you do that. You're really good at.
Yeah, like the quick, you know.
It's
really
like George Thorogood in Bad to the Bone.
You're right.
He can do it. And I always, growing up, I kept trying. Like, I would sit there for hours. Like, I can't get it that fast. You've got the speed, man.
I got a lot of talent, John.
I don't agree with that.
You've got
the speed in this one aspect when you say words. One area.
All right, so it's got to be the fingerprinting, right?
Without
Absolutely.
A doubt. Like, send it to the drop of the year right now. It's already in.
You can win it. No.
All right, and with that said, drop of the week. Let's shut it down. There's nothing to shut.
We don't talk. On fire today.
I thought there might be a close. No close. Seltzer, get on the ball,
We've
man.
We've never had
a close. Now it's Seltzer's fault.
Produce this show.
We've done this segment for like 8 years, and we've never had a close.
All right, time's yours up ahead. More calls as well. Plus, end of the show. We'll get you ready for the postseason with how it sounded through a special regular season. Marilyn Mike's montage of the tremendous regular season. We'll close the show down with that. If you haven't heard it, trust me, you'll want to hear it. It's spectacular. Phone calls on all these topics. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
Whether you fill your bet slip with or without parlays, BetMGM, official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers, invites you to be part of the action this hoop season. So grab the rock, Sixers fans, because it's never been easier to join BetMGM's new and improved app. Register with BetMGM now. Get instant access to a ton of b-ball betting options, including player props, live betting, and the best daily promotions in the business. Spend time down the short? No problem. You can use the same account across all states. So why not head over to BetMGM.com today to check out the current offers? Because when basketball fans join BetMGM, every dish is more daring and every swish a little sweeter. So trust the process, Philly, and boldly take the court with the sportsbook born in Vegas.